bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, and we're excited to have you with us. Hey, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. But we're excited because this week, here in a couple of days, Deborah will be in studio live.
Yes, I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard, keeping you out of the NFL, and that stands for No Friends Left. Now we're going to be talking about everything from Bible to business. We also want to pray for your business as well. We want you to understand that praying for your business is a very important aspect or piece of what you should be doing, especially as a Christian-run business. You know, our businesses are under attack. Our faith is under attack, and we want to come together to pray and just have that circle of prayer around your business and around the things that you're doing, provided they are God sanctioned. So I don't know of any other better way to kind of kick that off than to have Deborah help us in honoring the Father.
All right, let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you. We give glory and honor to you, Father God. You're an amazing God, and we love you so much, Father God. We are thankful for every day that we can wake up and open our eyes, and we're excited about what you're going to do today. Father God, we're excited about how you're going to focus us today. We're excited about who you're going to touch through us today. We're excited about who's going to accept Jesus Christ in their life today, because they know that you died on the cross for them and you defeated the enemy on their behalf, Father God. You removed their sin for them, Father God, and Jesus is sitting in your right hand interceding for their behalf. And Father God, you've sent your spirit to live within them, Father God, that they can literally live a victorious life. Father God, we thank you for who is going to hear this and be touched today in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we want to take time to lift up Christ the King World Radio for bringing a light, your light, into this dark world. We pray for World Media Ministries, Father God, as they come together to restore your spirit upon the media ministries, Father God, that want to reach out with the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we lift up ASA All-Star Success Alliance for Bible to Business, enhancing the success rate of businesses God's way. Father God, your way, the way you do things is more important than anything else, and we can get lost in our own insecurities and our own sin, Father God, and think that is right. But Father God, nothing is right if it doesn't line up with your words. It's not right. And Father God, help us to embrace that. Father God, we lift up our country to you. We ask that you would restore us, Father God, to being a country that honors you, Father God, in the way you've called us to honor you. And Father God, we've got some challenges going on, but we know you're going to move us through that and get our eyes focused on you. We have lost our first love, Father God, and we know that you can restore our first love. And Father God, we specifically lift up the governor of Maine, Paul LePage, and we lift up the governor of Maryland, Governor Martin O'Malley, and we pray your mighty hand be upon them. We pray, Father God, that they are children of your children, Father God, and that they are seeking and making laws that bring honor and glory to you, Father God, that they will be guided and led by you, Father God, and they will just stay with godly principles. disciples in their leadership, Father God, and they will not go in the way of the enemy, but they will follow your steps. You said your sheep know your voice, and no other voice will they follow. We claim that over Maine and Maryland right now in the name of Jesus, and we lift our president up, Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden, Father God, and we ask the same on them, Father God, and every law that they make, Father God, every decision that they make would be a godly decision, Father God, and your wisdom will consume them, Father God, in everything that they do. And we lift up our Supreme Court justices, our military, our armed forces, Father God, everyone that's fighting on your behalf, that they would do it with the honor that you've called them. And Father God, I just repeat Isaiah 61. We pray this over your people, Father God. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us because you, Father God, have anointed us to proclaim the good news to the poor. You have sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and a release from darkness for the prisoners. And you proclaim the year of your favor and the day of vengeance, Father God, for you to comfort all who mourn, Father God. We believe that your mighty hand is upon us, Father God, and you bestow on us a crown of beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Father God, we just thank you for your splendor and your glory to invade our lives in a way that we cannot resist, not turn back, and not walk away from the glory of the Lord. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister, some powerful prayer there. You know, folks, we definitely want to pray for your business. So we want you to reach out to us on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook and type in ASA Network and do a search and join our group and list your prayers there. We want you to do love taps, but we also want you to list your prayers for your business and for your family or anything going on in your life. We want to pray for you. We also want to continue in the Circle Maker book, and this is a book that we are going through right now. I think we're in chapter 9, heading into chapter 10. This is a book by Mark Batterson. It's called the Circle Maker book, and I'm loving this book. I'm almost done. I've got maybe one or two more chapters left, and I'm really enjoying this book because I have found out that I personally have not been praying properly.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. I've been praying Casper prayers.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, anytime we start praying our own prayers, you know, we're going to get what...
We get what we get.
We get what we get. Right, right, right. So I'm starting to learn how to pray God prayers. Yeah, Deborah.
You know, and that's right. If we want God prayer, God blessings, we have to learn how to pray God prayers.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that I love this one for my son, but I'd only been recording. Praying half of it, and he talks about this prayer that says, Lord, let them grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Right.
And this is what was said over Jesus. And so I thought, oh my gosh, that's great for my son. So I started praying over my son that he would grow in wisdom and stature.
Right.
But I never thought about the second part of it, and in favor with God and man.
Yes.
And so I started praying that over my son and other people that I know that are growing up and stuff, and it's like awesome stuff.
Yeah, receive the favor of him who dwells in the burning bush.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's a whole other thing all by itself, because, I mean, think about it. I mean, that was a prayer Moses prayed over Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are the one who saw the favor of the God who was in the burning bush, and you speak that over somebody else, there is no way that they don't understand and you don't understand what you're praying and believing in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that to me just grabbed my heart, because Moses knew who the God of the burning bush was for sure.
Yeah. Another thing the book talks about in this chapter is finding a favorite place to pray. And I've heard people say over the years, you know, they have a prayer closet, or, you know, some people pray on their knees. Some people go into a quiet place. Maybe they have a den or, you know, office or something like that. But I think it's actually important. And it's not that God is only in that place, you know, but the book talks about getting a better reception, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's mainly just because it's just a quiet place that you're able to remove yourself from the noise and the distractions and everything else, so that you can actually hear from God.
Right. I agree with that. But for me, and sometimes it goes to different places for me, depending on what's going on. Sometimes I can just literally get lost at a table and just, you know, reading the word and getting focused, and sometimes I like to have a little music in the background. But right now, my favorite place is laying flat on the floor, right next to my bed, pillows propping me, I've got a blanket over my head, and I'm zoning in on being in the presence of God.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome.
You know, one of the things he also talks about is that we need to trust God to change hearts and to move people out of our way.
Mm.
And that is something I don't think that we always think about. It's more about the burning bush piece that we need to know that God's favor enables us to stand before those who would naturally stand in opposition to us. So when we think about Pharaoh was definitely standing in opposition to Moses, but they supernaturally step aside or stand behind us. Mm. So when we're praying and believing the way Moses believed because of what he saw God do, then we know that even though, and I didn't think about this, that Moses was had been a slave and he had a warrant against him because he killed somebody.
Right.
And yet he had the boldness to go before Pharaoh to say, let my people go, because God was there to supernaturally move Pharaoh out of his way. And we can trust that God will supernaturally move us out of the way.
Wow. Wow. That's deep. That's deep. Now, also in the book, it talks about, to me, a patience of sorts. In other words, we want everything in our time, and
right.
God has his time. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to be patient, but also continue that focused, complete circle type prayer. In other words, you continue to do it, and you know, it talks about, you know, even to the what does it say about God playing chicken? I think that was on in chapter 10. It talks,
right.
You know,
yep.
God loves playing chicken with us because we're saying, all right, God, you know, it's getting close. It's time. And then next thing you know, things happen and it just works out. And then we look in amazement saying, oh, how did that happen?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. If it hasn't happened yet, are we willing to give up? Are we going to fight it out and hang in there in prayer and not let go of it until we literally see it happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that persistence is great. And even the opposition. You know, when we have opposition facing us, we need to get angry. Well, we're going to get angry. And when we get angry, we need to turn that anger into prayer. And boy, when we turn that into prayer, who knows what's gonna happen. And that's when we pray without ceasing, because we're so angry, we can't stop praying.
Right.
It's the only way we can keep our peace and still fight for what we believe God is going to delivered.
Right, right, right. Well, you're listening to Bible to Business here at Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife, Cheryl, is in the studio as well. And we are going through the Circle Maker book. And when we come back, we are going to look at the Facebook top 10 trends. We're going to look at what the world is looking at when it comes to just everything and see how relevant that is with our business and with the word. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also do a search on Facebook for ASA Network. You're listening to Bible to Business. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.org. christtheking.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. That stands for No Friends Left.
No Friends Left Club.
And a lot of home-based businesses are actually in that club. We're trying to get them out of that because there are some, you know, a lot of times what happens is people wind up joining these companies and getting all excited about the product or service, and then they want to share that with their family and friends, but they don't do it in a proper way. So what our training does is teaches them how to share it properly so they don't wind up in the NFL. And you've been there. I guarantee you, if you've been doing any of these programs for any length of time, you wind up in the NFL because you try to call a family member or a friend and they don't answer the phone. They don't return your phone call. I just got a new phone, and it's funny because I'll call some people that who were in my NFL club, and because I have a new phone number, they answer the phone. And one guy called. This was hilarious. One guy called. He said, "This is," I won't say his name. "Yeah, this is so and so." I said, "Hey, it's Casper. Hey."
Like, oh, it's you.
Man. So yeah, we wanted to stay out of that NFL club, so we're going to teach you how to do that. But before we get into some more training, we want to do something that's become very popular on this show, and that's the top 10 trending on Facebook. And we look at those and see whether they're relevant, interesting, or not relevant when it comes to our business and with the Word. So this is what the world is looking at. So we're going to go through these and kind of see, you know, what the consensus is on this. So the first one is Elizabeth Peña, actress who starred in films such as Jacob's Ladder and L.A.
La Bamba.
She dies at 55. Yeah, so we want to pray for her and the family. And
Father, we just ask you to be with her family and just watch over them and just guide them through this time of grieving. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so the next one is our old faithful friend, Ebola. Ebola virus. A Dallas official will seek a disaster declaration Thursday. The second nurse diagnosed now at Atlanta, somewhere in the Atlanta area.
Is it Atlanta or Dallas?
Atlanta. Yeah, this is new because she flew.
That's where the Center of Disease Control is in Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is another state now.
You know, I was looking at some information about the whole Ebola thing, and do you know that the suits that they have to put on are huge? They're like complex. I mean, just think about it, in a hospital, nobody even wants to put on a gown and gloves and a mask.
Right.
And these guys have to be fully suited. I mean, fully suited. I mean, they look like Martians and stuff. I mean, that's how complex this is. So not everybody's going to be able to don that well or right.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you
it
know,
makes a difference.
Yeah, and some of those, in the beginning, they were just putting on a face, a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they weren't putting on respirator suits. They were just putting on a shield and thinking that that was going to protect them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you would think the CDC would have known how to, you know, because it's better to overkill and put on too much, and then as you find through testing and everything else that you don't need it,
right,
you can start taking it away.
Right.
Well, why do you start with this little bitty thing and then go, oh, that's not enough? Really? We know better than that. I was a nurse for, you know, 37 years. I know better than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's crazy.
Yeah. Poorly managed, but it's becoming more and more relevant. And the other thing is, again, we've talked about the spirit of fear. We need to make sure we're praying over our families for the Lord's protection over us.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, several shows ago, I was talking about the number of people die from the flu. Well, I was way under. I heard a new estimate, and it's into the 20,000-30,000 people
dying
a
from
year.
The flu.
From flu and flu and
flu related symptoms.
Complications from the flu.
Flu. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30,000. Wow. And if we had 30 people dying from Ebola, there'd be a nationwide panic. Mm-hmm. People would be running around the streets. They'd be breaking into the stores and taking, you know, sugar and flour off the shelves.
Now, what does that have to do with anything? I don't get that.
Yeah, it never does. But, you know, that's the way we, you know, operate today. You know, we panic about everything. Now, mm-hmm. we should be taking precautions, but the precautions that we need to take in order to stay healthy and safe are pretty doggone simple. Wash your hands, you know, you do the biblical things to keep clean.
Right. Wash and things. You don't be directly in contact. I mean, you don't get up in front of somebody who's coughing.
Right.
You know, you step back from them.
Right.
You know, we just little basic things like that we know we need to do, and then we should do them.
Yeah.
With every disease. It doesn't matter whether it's Ebola or not.
Right.
We should do it with everything.
Every disease, you know, we should handle it the same. And what's fascinating is that if our child is showing some severe cold symptoms, and if we see that before it's time for them to go to school, what do?
Keep them at home.
Keep them home. If the child is at school and develops symptoms and carrying on,
they send the child home.
So why on earth are we not stopping people from traveling and or coming and or going when they have potential symptoms?
Right. And that's a natural response that the CDC does when there is something like this going on. So my question is, the fact that they didn't do that, why didn't they do it? And the only reason I can think of for them not to do it is they were told not to do it.
Right. Yeah. That's a whole nother topic.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. Let's move on. So we have the First Lady and the POTUS in the top 10 trend this time. So First Lady waves veggie challenge at Little John's turn down for what to turn up for what. She recorded this quick little rap deal, and it's all over Facebook, talking about veggies and trying to get children to eat more vegetables.
Well, that's going to help my kid.
Yeah.
I think I can handle that in my own home, just saying.
Yep. So relevant, interesting, not relevant.
Interesting.
Not relevant to me.
Not relevant
that's
to
just me.
It's interesting to Cheryl. It's not interesting to me at all. I don't need anyone. I don't care what their status is, trying to convince me that I should eat better. I know I should eat better, and I do eat better. So I'm a grown up. I can handle it. And for my children, I can handle their intake as well. So I don't need any.
Because we rule our homes.
Yeah. I don't need any guidance on that. All right. So, President postpones campaign trip to discuss government response to Ebola with advisors.
And we've been in this Ebola how long?
Hey, about a month. About time.
A month? Probably more than that.
Well, they've known about it for a while. Known about it for a while, but you know. He's trying to do something about that disease that's just, you know, ravishing our country.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have been nice to kind of have this discussion when we allowed the first one to come into the country.
Yeah, I'd be happy with him just saying, okay, no more flights from these countries, or limited flights, or when they come here, you have to go into a 21-day holding area. That will feed you. You can watch cable TV. You can get a phone, whatever, for 21 days until we make sure you're cool. Then you come out. You can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
Yeah. Just
temporarily. If you don't want to do that, don't come.
Yeah. Yeah. Just temporarily until we get a handle on this. Just as a precaution. That's what's called a precaution. You know, in the military, we would set up all kind of precautions just in case, because we don't know. There's a lot of things you don't know, and you don't know what you don't know. So you have to go overboard with precautions, and then you can back off of those precautions as you find things out.
As you get more information.
As you get more information, and you say, oh, okay, that was a little overkill, but that's okay. We'd rather err on the side of a precaution than to just say, oh, we didn't even think about that, huh? Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
So Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother, actress, set to host the 2015 Oscars. He's the actor. He was a child actor that played Doogie Howser, M.D.
Oh,
He's that guy, all grown up. He's probably like 50 years old now. No, not quite. But anyway, not interesting. Cheryl's going to sleep on us over here. Not interesting at all. Okay, we haven't found anything that interested Cheryl at all so far. And based upon this list, I don't think it's going to happen.
Just saying.
I don't think it's going to happen. Even Clarence is like, what? Okay, so iPad, Apple accidentally reveals iPad Air 2 and iPad Mini. They exposed those products prior to their becoming available. This is probably the most boring top 10 list we've had ever.
Yeah, so what's next? Still hopeful over here. You're gonna find something.
No, I don't. I'm telling you, I'm looking at the list here. There's no hopefuls on the list. which tells me that the world is zoning out. They're zoning out on stuff that has no relevance really whatsoever, period. But this is what the world is focusing on. This is why we talk about it, because how important are these things to your business? How important are they to the word? How important are they to just about anything that matters to us?
Right. And the challenge is that the things that are important are not being discussed.
No. Nowhere to be found.
And that is where we're having the biggest problem. So if my attention is over here on this unimportant stuff, the important stuff is not going to be addressed. And then we're the first ones to say, how come our country is where it is? What's wrong with our country? You're what's wrong with our country.
We are talking about right now what's wrong with the country, and it's these top 10 trends on Facebook. That's what's wrong with our country right now.
Nothing about the zombie crawl?
Nothing about the zombie crawl at all.
There's some zombies?
Yeah, and they crawled, was it this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we missed it.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
It wasn't trending on Facebook, that's why you didn't know about it.
I still wouldn't have known about it. I didn't even know we had zombies.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal. Hmm. It's huge. I mean, they block off the streets, and they got fake blood squirting on the windows, and people walking around all decked out in zombie attire. Yeah, zombie attire. Everybody's all made up. You know, it's like the Halloween thing, but you know, they're made up and then they got people hunting the zombies. So they got people with paint guns hunting the zombies. Now, some zombies don't want to be hunted. And you're probably wondering why I even know any of this, right?
Yeah, why are you so...
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Because I'm consulting with a company that hires people to work at the zombie crawl.
Oh.
So the guy was explaining to me what was going on at the zombie crawl. And I said, well, I'll make sure that I won't be down there when all this stuff is going on. So there's hunters that are hunting the zombies, but some zombies don't want to be hunted. They just want to be zombies. And other zombies look forward to being hunted as a zombie. So then they have a certain mark on the back of their outfit that said, I am one of those zombies that want to be hunted. So then they act and behave differently than the zombies who don't want to be hunted, who just kind of walk down this kind of slug down the street like a zombie. Isn't this fascinating?
So no, I guess you can make a business out of anything. The question is, should you?
Okay, well, check this out. So the kid, he's like 20-something years old. He goes to California. I think it was, I want to say San Francisco, but somewhere in California where they had a zombie crawl. And he said, wow, this is pretty cool. So he comes back. And the first year they had like 20 people walking down the street as zombies. Next year, they had like five times that amount. Next year, they had, you know, this has been going on for like 3 or 4 years. Now it's huge. It's just, it's one of the largest zombie crawls in the nation. All started from this kid that went to California, saw the zombie crawl, and said, that'd be cool to do here. Yeah, off the chain.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
That reminds me of just going to Vegas and seeing all the stuff that's there for just entertainment.
Yep, yep. Okay, so after this break, we're going to come back and talk about some real business. We'll be right back with you.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio. Stay in the fight to the
final round. You're not going under. Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. Stands for No Friends Left.
No Friends Left.
Yes. So we're going to get into some business stuff now. In fact, one of my mentors for a long, long time was a gentleman by the name of Jim Rohn. I've had the fortunate pleasure to meet him about two or three times. And, you know, a lot of these celebrity type people, famous people, when you meet them, they are not who they appear to be on stage. Well, Jim Rohn was not one of those people. Jim Rohn was genuine. Just as you would imagine him to be on stage, he was that way when he's looking to shaking your hand in person.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't talk through you, mm-hmm. or over you. He talked with you. He engaged with you, you know, ask you about yourself. I mean, he just really just engaging guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of sad that he passed away several years ago, but he has a lot of material out there over the years that I listened to and a lot of people listened to and admired. And one of the things he talked about was something called Challenges to Pursue. And this is by Jim Rohn. So we're going to go through these. We should be able to get through most of them in this segment, but we'll see how we do. But I really want to discuss these, because these are things that we should be focusing on, not the top 10 trends on Facebook, but these are the challenges we should be focusing on. The first one is always do more than what you get paid for.
That's a good one.
Always do more than what you get paid for. So don't just you know, do enough to get by, or do enough just to, you know, so nobody will say anything. Always do more. Always go over and above. You know, do 110%.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working at a job, give your employer 110%. And then come home and give your home-based business 120%. You know, so always do more than what you get paid for.
You know, and if we want to increase what we're getting paid, we have to have that value.
Right.
And if we don't have the value, there's no way they're going to pay us more. So we got this problem in America where we think that people should just pay us more just because the cost of living went up.
Right. Right.
You know, and although there's some truth to that in some ways, we definitely need to make sure that the value is there as well.
Yeah, and then we'll go strike on the street asking for more because
right.
You know, the price of milk went up, so I need a raise.
Right. But and what we're telling people is that what you do does not matter. We just need to pay you more.
Right.
And that's a bad message, especially the young people, because they think they never have to grow and change.
Yeah.
I also think that saying is good because it helps in word of mouth advertising. Because if your customer service is that good, mm-hmm. where you're giving your customers more
mm-hmm.
than what they paid for, the little extra,
mm-hmm.
then they will talk you up.
Right.
They'll go tell everybody, you know, I did business here and I paid for this, and they didn't just give me what I paid for, but mm-hmm. they gave me, you know, some extras.
Yeah.
And so that's actually good advertising.
Yeah.
Good word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to running a home-based business, you're absolutely correct. You want people talking about you and your business and your product and your service long after they leave your presence.
Absolutely.
That is going to go way further than any type of advertising. So you definitely want to do that. The next one is review your performance. A lot of times we don't want to have that self-review of what we're doing. We don't want to analyze it. We don't want to look at it. We just want to keep doing it over and over and say, you know, I don't know why this is not working. Well, have you actually reviewed it? You know, it's called plan, do, review for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you plan it, you do it, and then you have to review it to see if it has some fruit. If it doesn't have fruit, then you need to adjust it or work on it to find out why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you need to feel comfortable.
You know, like you say all the time, you know, that what you measure improves.
Yes.
Yeah, and you need to feel comfortable and be willing to tweak it.
Yes.
No, realize, okay, so that didn't work, so I need to do this.
Oh, I know all that too well. We've had some discussions about ASA because we were so, we were just adding all this stuff. And now we've got this thing that is too cluttered. This closet just has too much stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going through and cutting out a lot of that stuff and getting down to the basics. You know, what are we? What are we about? What are we doing? And that's something you need to do in your business. You need to always do a spring cleaning of your business, whether it's files, whether it's processes and stuff. You know, how are you doing it? Is it working properly? And if it's not, you need to be man or woman enough to say, that's not working. We need to get rid of it. We need to change. We need to do something better.
Right. And it really speaks a lot to your heart. If your heart is to grow and change and evaluate yourself, that means you are willing to be vulnerable, and it means you're willing to look at yourself, which means you're willing to change. Mm-hmm. And those things just sets a great presence around other people, so that it keeps you out of the arrogant rafter.
Right. And we have some of those, we call them accountability statements. We have some of those built into our company because we want to make sure we stay on track when it comes to that. The next one is face your fears.
Mm.
Face your fears.
That's a good one because that's the only way you're going to help. That will help you grow.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to overcome your fears and use them to your advantage.
You can use them to your advantage, mm-hmm. but that reminds me of right now I'm doing a 90-day challenge. I'm in my second 21 day of that 90-day challenge. And I knew going in that I had to have some accountability partners that would hold me accountable to do the things that I said I was going to do. I have to report to them every day to make sure that I do those things. So my fear is that if I don't, they're going to be calling me and say, hey, okay, what's going on?
You know,
you said, okay, you are a man of your word, and you said, and you're not doing it. So what does that now tell me about you?
Mm-hmm.
So I am so fearful of that phone call from those four men that I make sure I do my, or if I fall off the horse, you know, which happens. In fact, it happened to me. I fell off. But I was accountable enough to say, I fell off. This is why I fell off. It's not an excuse. I fell off and I'm getting back on.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's a great message to our team members to see that we are, you know, we're walking with integrity. We are willing to face our fears. The other thing is that, you know, I've heard it said, I think Max Lucado said it, feed your faith and your fears will starve to death.
That's good.
And I thought that was pretty good. And one of the things that I've learned, and it's taken me a while to really grasp a hold of this, is that, you know, fears, it's just this thing that stands up like the enemy saying, I don't want you to do this.
Right.
And it try and gives you all kinds of excuses. But if you walk through that, you find out what you feared is most of the time not going to happen.
Right.
And
right.
I'm like, really? So we're afraid just because we haven't done it before? That's not a reason to be, I mean, yes, a fear does happen, but we shouldn't let it stand in our way. It shouldn't stop us. And then the acronym for that, what is it, false evidence appearing real?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So most of the time it's not going to happen. So you can take it on and go, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought. How many times have we said that?
Yeah.
And then we need to use that strength the next time we are facing fears.
Right. I mean, we had some fears and reservations for doing a daily radio show.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
We might have a little bit.
Yeah.
So many times wanted to call and say, you know, I can we have more time?
Yeah.
I'm not ready yet.
Right. Well, Clarence and Dennis would say, yeah, you know, we want you guys to do a daily show. And we're like, no, we're not feeling daily. We're feeling once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
Absolutely. The next one is exercise your willpower to change. Yeah, that's a big one. Change is always a challenge for folks. For some reason, I'm just like excited about change.
Yeah,
people, not so much.
I don't like being the same.
Yeah.
So even though I may have some intrepidation about change, mm-hmm. more than that is that I don't want to be the same. I want to grow, to thrive, to flourish. And, you know, we talked about that also on the relationship show.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to be willing to change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The next one.
I have to tell you about change. Uh-huh. I am not comfortable with change. I'm more comfortable than ever before because I've learned through ASA that I need to be okay with that. But change was, because when things changed for me, they weren't positive. It was always an issue and a problem and a concern, and it just always went bad.
Right.
So I got in this habit of thinking that when things change, it made me uncomfortable because something bad was going to happen.
Right.
And it's just taken me a while to realize, no, change is not bad. It is a good thing, and it's going to happen. You can't stop it, so you need to embrace it. And so I started embracing it. And what a difference that has made. But I'm also in a place now where I can actually choose the changes that I make and how I want to approach them. And I know I have that ability now.
Yeah.
And so it makes it so much better.
Yeah, yeah. I know people wanting me to change when it comes to texting. So some people love,
honey, you need to change.
Oh my God, something.
You can do it.
Yeah, I'm just not feeling texting. However, I have a new phone now, and it's easier to text, and I can do the voice text and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm getting there. But man,
we'll pray for you, Casper.
Pray for me.
Yes.
I need prayer on that. All right. Well, you're listening to Bible the Business radio show here on Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. We are Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona online, but she'll be live here in a couple of days. We're excited about that. Well, she's live now, but she'll be live in studio here in a couple of days.
I'll really be live.
You can find us on asanetwork.biz. You can also find us on Facebook at, just do a search for ASA Network, and we'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. You don't want to be in the NFL. That stands for no friends left.
No friends left.
Oh my goodness. Happens all the time. And our goal is to keep you out of that. So we have training and support. We have a system put in place, and we have guarantees put in place to help keeping you out of the NFL and keep you on track when it comes to building your business. What we've been doing last segment was talking about challenges to pursue, and this is by Jim Rohn, one of my mentors I had the privilege of meeting a couple of times, and he was such a sincere guy, loved the man, and he has a lot of great wisdoms that when you hear it, it just makes all kinds of sense. He had a way of explaining the simplest of thing, even simpler, to where you just said, oh, wow, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we've been going through these, and the next one.
Casper, before you go to the next one.
Yes.
I just thought about this book called Who Moved My Keys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
That was a great book. I mean, it's just like a kid-sized book. It's not very big.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's about these mice that, you know, that they had cheese, and they were very comfortable there eating their cheese, and the cheese started getting low, so one or two of them decided to go look out and venture out and see if they could find some more cheese, and And it's a whole story about the different personalities of the other mice.
Yes.
And one was adventurous to go look. One was reluctant but did go. The other one didn't want to go at all until they found the cheese. And then there was one, even when they found cheese and the cheese was gone, still did not want to go.
Right.
And that was a great book about our willingness to go look and change, you know, to go where we really need to go in order to be successful.
Right.
And so I think that's a great book to help you flesh out if you're stuck with the changing issue.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I read that book twice already. It's an awesome book. All right. So the next item on the list is admit your mistakes to yourself.
Mm.
Have you ever met the person that people, everyone around them, you know, now there are always going to be naysayers around you, but then there are people that you know are trying to sincerely help you.
Right.
And they're telling you about something and other people are saying the same thing and you just are not paying attention. You're not listening to them.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know what? And really, one of the things, and I think in network marketing industry, this is a bigger challenge than we realize. Because one of the things that we have to do with our businesses, regardless of what our business is, we have to believe in our business. We have to talk like we believe in our business. We have to act like we believe in our business. And because we do that, it looks like we're having more success than we are, and we have a tendency to start, we even within ourselves, start believing where we're going rather than where we're at, and we don't acknowledge kind of what things we're struggling with or where we've made some mistakes, and we don't allow ourselves to change, because if it's just this voice in the back of your head, you can ignore that voice and pretend to move on, but you haven't fixed the problem.
Yeah.
And so I like this because it pulls that from the back of your head into the front, out through your mouth, you know, so you can actually start getting some help. And when we confess our faults one to another, God is faithful and will heal us. But we have to get it out there. And we can't get it out there if we don't even admit it to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we run across a lot of people in our training that they think our training, first of all, competes with their current program. And then they also have a challenge because they don't want to admit that they're not seeing the success they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in denial about their success.
Right. And that's a river in Egypt.
Yeah, for sure. That's the only place it is. So the next one is refine your goals. So that comes back to our mission statement is plan, do, review. We're always doing that. We're always looking at it. You know, if it makes sense, we keep it. If it doesn't make sense, we let it go because it's only going to hold us back. So you always need to refine your goals constantly.
That's what's great about the 21-day challenge, that you do a 21-day challenge and then you refine what you're doing and how you're going to get there,
yeah.
And then you readjust and you do it again for the next 21 days, the new stuff, and then you keep doing that. There's no way you can't have success if you keep doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I know when I was doing my 21-day challenge, after the first 21-day challenge, I looked back and said, okay, now what worked during that 21-day challenge? And what can I do now going into my second 21-day challenge? And it should be different. In other words, if I keep doing the same, if I do the same thing in my second 21-day challenge that I did in my first, it starts to not be a challenge anymore. Because I don't want to say I mastered it, but I was able to do it successfully for 21 days. Okay, so now I need to challenge myself and now
take it to the next level.
Take it to the next level.
Yes.
During the second 21-day challenge.
Continue to stretch yourself.
Stretch myself, right.
And if you don't, the message you do to yourself that you don't even realize if you do the exact same thing again, because we know that it has been said and proven that it takes 21 days to make a habit.
Right.
So if you do it again because you just don't have it down yet, you're telling yourself what I just did didn't work.
Right.
And if you keep telling yourself that, you're right, it won't work, but it's not because it doesn't work, it's because you keep telling yourself that.
Right. Absolutely.
The next one is, did I say believe in yourself? Is that?
We just did. No, we didn't do believe
refine
in yourself.
Refine your goals. Refine your goals. Yeah. So the next one is believe in yourself. Believe yeah. in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, trust me, no one else is going to believe in you either. The first place it starts is with you believing in yourself.
Yes, and you need to be okay that if you need to go through a process mm-hmm. to get your belief up.
Right.
You know, you need to find out what's going to help you to get your belief up about you, mm-hmm. About the industry you're in.
Right.
So it may be some reading, some self-help books, right. some right. Jim Rohn tapes, right. you know, right. to help build you up build so that you up. Can believe.
Yeah, yeah. We have found individuals use the 21-day challenge to help in this regard, you know, because they, a lot of us do have a low self-esteem.
Right, right.
We have failed so many times in the past, mm-hmm. and now we just, you know, we believe other people can do it.
Absolutely.
We believe the companies can generate money for, you know, all these people, but not for me. It's not going to work for me. I can't tell you how many people I've seen over the years, unfortunately, talk to many of them who are burnt out in the industry. That's why I wrote the book, The Golden Business Solution, because people get burnt out and then they don't feel that they have what it takes to be successful. And what I try to tell them is that you have everything that it takes to be successful. Mm-hmm. When you if you are a person who works at a job and you lose your job, if you want another job, you go through the exact same efforts that it takes to build a business when you go to get your new job.
Hmm.
Because you pull out your resume.
Right.
And then you refresh it. Okay. Right. So your resume is your presentation. Right.
Oh, okay.
And then you start to make contacts. You start uh-huh. to do a search online for different companies and you go for the interview. Well, when you go for the interview, you're showing your presentation, you're presenting yourself, you're selling yourself, mm. your product or service is you, right? You're doing all these things, you're answering questions, you're going through that process. Well, some people interview and send out hundreds of resumes. Well, that's like,
like marketing.
Marketing.
Advertising.
Marketing mm-hmm. advertising, mm-hmm. okay? You're advertising yourself. You're looking for someone that keys in on your skill set and says, hey, I want to talk to you. Mm. Right? So we go through the same exact motions in looking for a job that we would go through if we're starting a business. The thing about the job, though, is that once you get the job, then you kind of don't have to do that stuff anymore. But a business, you're almost always in the recruiting or the selling or the, you know, promoting mode.
Wow, that is profound. I like that. I have not heard that before. That's pretty cool.
That's why you tune into the radio show.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, this is great stuff. And, you know, one of the things for me personally that I have been successful in other things. I was a nurse for 37 years. I was successful in that. I was an educator for the nursing staff. I retired from the United States Air Force as a lieutenant colonel. I have success behind me.
Right.
But I'll tell you, when I went into being an entrepreneur in network marketing, it's like I had to rebuild a belief for myself in that industry. And so, yes, I've got some positive things behind me, so I know I can do it, but I still had to build a belief. And how do we build a belief? Like Cheryl was saying, you know, it's a process, right. you know, and so you build your belief by doing one thing after another, and you get comfortable with it, just like I did those other things. I didn't walk into those things and I was had instant success.
Right.
But I grew to a success level, and I can do the same thing in network marketing and doing it.
Right, right. So we put a lot of this information in the book, The Golden Business Solution, and you can get a free copy, a free electronic copy of The Golden Business Solution by going to asanetwork.biz, registering for free, and then reaching out to one of our live coaches. They're there standing by ready to help you succeed in your business. This is all about helping you folks. Help you build your business and be successful. So we're excited to be able to give you a free copy of the electronic copy of the Golden Business Solution by going to asanetwork.biz. And you have been, we've got a couple more minutes left, or maybe 1 minute left. And we really don't have time for any more questions. But we want you to do a love tap. And Love Tap stands for tell a positive story. So as you do that and you tell that story, what will happen is that we're going to ask you what you do. So then you get a chance to tell us about your business and you get that information on the radio. So it's a form of free advertising. We're also looking for people to interview. So you have, if you have a great story, a great business tip or a great strategy that you're using, we want to hear from you. We want you to reach out to us on the different mediums that we have. And we're just really excited to have you around. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.